Oh, God bless you, God bless you. This is Prophet Elijah, Bishop Arian's son, and I want to tell you right now that as you are listening to this prophetic message, I can already see the Spirit of the Lord touching you, and I can just see two angels standing behind you, and I can just hear the Lord whisper in my ear, it's your time, it's your time, it's your time. Let me tell you something that the Lord said to me. He said, those individuals that are moving out with this seed, some people get offended and some people get upset, but I don't want you to get upset. Listen, because this stretch is going to eliminate the hand of the enemy. This seed, I know it's like a festival of a blessing, a festival of thanksgiving, but the Lord told me that this is going to be a seed of answer my prayers. Answer my prayers. Answer my prayers. Listen, some of you are sitting here listening to me and you don't understand it, but you're saying, God, well, God, I'm in a position of where I look like a mess. I look in a position of where I don't have anything, but you're still favored. Listen, you can still be favored and still look like mess. You can be favored and look like nothing. You can be favored and still look like you're in a pit. For Mary, this Holy Spirit had come upon her and she was favored, but the people, she looked like an adulterer. The people, she looked filthy. They wanted to stone her. And God spoke to me that you may look unpleasant to somebody, but I have favor on your life. And this seed is about to release favor. The next question I have is, what is going to be your next step? Because not only after, when you submit the seed, what the Lord told you to do is that you will receive a prophetic word, a word of prophecy, a powerful word from the Lord, from Bishop Arian. And not only that, you will receive a phone call from one of the team of the prophets that will give you the word of the Lord. You'll receive two powerful teachings to help release the blessings into your life. Listen, everyone is not blessed. Let me tell you something. God is omnipresent, but not omniactive. Let me tell you, he's everywhere, but it doesn't mean that God is active everywhere. It takes a shift to get God moving. And we are going to show you that through those teachings. Next, Bishop will begin to reveal something that God is going to do in 2018. Some of you are saying, well, why prophecy? Why this? Because let me tell you something. When we prophesy, we give direction. Because just like Nahum went unto Elisha and said, Elisha, I have this sickness upon my body. And Elisha said, go dip into the Jordan 7 times. He was searching out a prophet. You're dealing with the situation, and what I want to do is that you will bring a question that you have when the team of the prophets call. You will have a question when you submit your $88. You will say, God, I need this question answered. You will write that question down. You will write it down. And when you speak to one of the team of the prophets, you will ask that question. Is there been a question you've been waiting for God to answer? Is there been a question you've been trying to see where the answer is? Is there a question that for some reason you can't find the answer to it? Listen, today is the day you will see the answer. Why wait? Most people say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try. I don't want to hear you try, because you don't try to breathe. You don't try to live. You live. What is your next step for next year? Some of you saying, well, I want to do this, but is that what God has done? And some of you say, well, God has spoke to me. Some people say that. But for you, God has a word for you. God has a word for you. And is going to project you and push you into your future. You feel like you've been going in circles. You feel like you've been going in constant roller coaster, up, down, up, down, up, down. And it's time for that, the end, because 2018 is going to be a different year for you. It's going to be a different year for you. I want you to go ahead and click and donate this. I want you to go ahead and click and support the ministry with that 8888. Saying, God, answer my prayer. Answer my prayer. Answer my prayer. Answer my prayer. I want you to go and do it. Say, God, as the prophet spoke, let me receive my direction. Go do this. Move. Hesitation is what stops us from our blessing. Have you noticed before when you hesitated and then you say, well, I wish I had done this. This is going to be the same situation if you miss it. Don't say, I wish I would have done it. I wish I would have listened. I was in a service and I prophesied to a lady. I said, don't leave the service because if you do, I see the enemy sending a car accident your way. She had left the service. And as soon as she had turned off of the road, a bus had hit her and the car flipped. It's because she did not listen. Do not miss what God has for you. I don't have any more words. If you don't want to move at this point, then don't move. But listen, God has something. And it's you to take a step. You have to take a step. Take your step and move to Him. God bless you.